love.
Do you know
Blog
you love your
Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Java don kayi papa le ba planté ipoto planté ipoto vivant les ba planté ipoto planté ipoto papa le ba planté ipoto planté ipoto papa le ba planté ipoto planté ipoto papa le ba planté ipoto planté ipoto, va parler quoi planté ipoto, planté ipoto, va parler va 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 planté ipoto. Planté ipoto, va parler, va planté ipoto, planté ipoto, ti bon les va planté ipoto, ou planté ipoto, va parler, va planté ipoto, ou planté ipoto, va parler, va planté ipoto, ou planté ipoto, va parler, va planté ipoto, ou planté
I'm petit en moins, soit l'envoi, soit l'envoi par un goût, soit l'envoi. L'homme songe petit en moins, soit l'envoi, au goût, oh, ou à des anges. L'homme songe petit en moins, soit l'envoi, soit l'envoi par un goût, soit l'envoi. L'homme songe petit en moins, soit l'envoi. Au goût, oh, Job l'a dit, la manger moins si c'est vrai, pas tout vrai. Au goût, oh, Diable l'a dit, la manger moins si c'est vrai, mais gain mon Dieu, oh, gain l'être, oh, Diable l'a dit, la manger moins, c'est pas vrai, c'est pas vrai, Timounio, c'est pas vrai, ça c'est joie, Timounio, ça c'est blague. Mais gain bon Dieu, oh gain le Seigneur, Diable a dit la manger moins, c'est pas vrai. Oh goût, Diable a dit la manger moins, si c'est vrai, c'est pas tout vrai. Oh goût, papa, Diable a dit la manger moins, si c'est vrai. Mais gain bon Dieu, oh gain le Seigneur, Diable a dit la manger moins, c'est pas vrai. Pas vrai, Timounio, c'est pas vrai. Ça c'est blague, Timounio, ça c'est jouet. Mais gain mon Dieu, oh gain le Seigneur. Diable a dit la manger moins, c'est pas vrai.
Divine, all blessed, peace and love, joy and prosperity. You are now listening live to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author and advisor. Hudu Obeya Bokur, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, revolutionary, healing, and holistic, from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veil, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, my teaching, walk, and my work along this divine, all-blessed life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding, the place from where I begin and the place from where I crystallize and realize and materialize all endeavors, understanding that I alone create and co-create my divine destiny. And I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is. Ashe. Ashe. Today is Tuesday, December 6, 2011, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you, Ogu spirit and energy, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum, universally, live from this working temple of the house of the Divine Prince Tai in Mecca, Hoodoo Central, in this legendary, historic, beautiful, enchanted, and most haunted city in America, New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist hoodoo Obeya life path and journey, passing down the great Obeya stick along with the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, rituals, and minerals. We invite you to join us here in divine, all-blessed peace and serenity, unity and community, live and always an archive at your leisure and convenience from New Orleans, here on Blog Talk Radio. My live listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. Please do call in with your questions, comments, and requests, and I will be forward to assist you momentarily. My website, where I can be reached utilizing various means virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating 360 degrees of well-documented revelation and manifestation, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com, and do continue to recognize and support the many other qualified ministers, spiritualists, psychics, and practitioners who can be located within the walls of our virtual temple groups, beginning in the center of the first page of my website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where you will find my House of the Divine Prince King groups. We are True Friends, Divine Intervention, Divine Joy and Prosperity, Divine Love and Relationships, Divine Manifestation, Divine Revelations, and Guiding Voices of Divination. And remember to continue to support the powerful, powerful voices and personalities and ministries and grassroots organizing that can be found within the King's Chamber and the Queen's Chamber of my website, respectively. Of course, you can co-host and partner and temple elder the voodoo priestess Ava K. Jones, who has just done a powerful work on the East Coast in North Carolina and is just now returning way of Amtrak to her Houston homestead, and she will be with us beginning of the week coming Monday with new powerful, powerful material and information. And you can connect with and support and find the powerful elder voodoo priestess and Yoruba priestess Ava K. Jones within the walls of the Queen's Chamber of my website. There you also find one of our favored sponsors, Anu Alternatives. I love Anu Alternatives. I like their hair oil products. I like their skincare products. I especially like the Celestial Sea Greens. So please do connect with Anu Alternatives to get more information about that very special Celestial Sea Greens, as well as all of their other hair and skincare products based on ancient principles with a modern appeal. All of their products are naturally sun extracted to retain purity of ingredients, and they use a by-the-batch method to ensure quality, meaning they mix up their products by the batch, not in huge stored orders, if you will, so you can always assure a fresh, quality, active product. Again, I particularly like their hair and scalp hair oil. It's a hemp and neem oil and shea butter-based moisturizer. I also like many of their varied skincare products, so please do connect with Anu Alternatives within the walls of the Queen's Chamber of my website. There, of course, you will find my better half, the Queen Mother, Naima Shikamana, also known as Sister Tony. You will find one of my elders, the Divine Bon Terre. We also call her the Archbishop Dolores L., hailing from Atlanta, Georgia, and you can find her within the walls of the Queen's Chamber of my website. One of my local friends and peers, the Unlimited Joy, Dr. Joy, can be found also in the Queen's Chamber of my website. And one of my other temple elders located in the New York, New Jersey area, See What One Orisha Can Do, Santeria Priestess and Love Money Life Situations, can be found in the Queen's Chamber. Enjoy the Sister Queen Goddess UK's Universal Opulence, Keeping Excellence Sacred, guiding you back to you in a multitude of ways via her Blog Talk Radio archive player in the Queen's Chamber of my website. You will also find Queen E. Farmer, the truth terrorist. I love the truth terrorist, Queen E. Farmer, hailing from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, one of my other homesteads, via her Blog Talk Radio archive player in the Queen's Chamber. I also have a very powerful video from her in the Queen's Chamber, linking you back to her YouTube channel. And you will also find a link to her website where she offers handcrafted and original African-inspired jewelry products, as well as other fine art of African origin, as well as inspiration. So please do visit the powerful truth terrorist, the Queen E. Fama, and her Blog Talk Radio archive player in the Queen's Chamber of my website, Gogo Nana Alana Omare, goddess, love light, sister priestess, and an authentic Sangoma, mother of many nations, Ashu Ojiwebi, Oshun priestess, Gogo Nana Alana Omare, within the walls of the Queen's Chamber. I have a link back to her YouTube, two of her very powerful, powerful, powerful videos. And, of course, you can enjoy her Blog Talk Radio archive player, Sister Abana, teaching the concepts, principles, and practices of a revolutionary 12-step program, Racism Non-Anonymous, featuring Sister Abana and the Recovery Room. Revolutionary 12-step program, uniquely designed with the African in mind, and you can enjoy her Blog Talk Radio archive player within the walls of the Queen's Chamber of my website. Please do enjoy Angelic Soap. And let me tell you, Angelic Soap, Teresa, if you're listening, you're getting a lot of comments about that soap. You should be getting orders for this product. The people who have tried the soap, who are familiar with the soap, are just overwhelmed, not only with the quality and the effects that you get from utilizing the product, but just on the appearance of the product, the appearance, the smell. It has a very inviting, delicious quality to it. I have it out in the open in the Yemaya Olokun area of the temple, of course, where we can keep an eye on it because we don't want nobody to walk off with it. But people are just overwhelmed by it, and they're really impressed with your fresh vegetable oils and other high-quality ingredients, ensuring that gentle, cleansing, rich, low, moisturizing lather, utilizing fair trade-based oils and butters, including raw, organic, and unrefined with African shea and African cocoa butters. And we especially like the root. We love that New Orleans Marie Laveau root. So keep the root coming. We also offer soaps for special cleansing and ritual baths. So please do contact the House of the Divine Prince, Queen's Chamber, where you will find Angelic Soap. The last comment I got about that robe, that rue, Teresa, was about the presence of the rosemary that you sort of had sprinkled on the top. It's an overpowering presentation even before people use your product, and we're indeed grateful for one of our temple priestesses, Teresa, for providing Angelic Soap and being a consistent, loving contributor and sponsor of the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Thai Potions, and Hoodoo Central. And you can take advantage of her product in the Queen's Chamber and receive a HDP House of the Divine Prince 15% deduction off price by mentioning this code at your checkout. We continue to support the Queen Felice Akushua, and many of you know I have a love affair with crystals, minerals, stones, silver, copper, and this sister knows how to weave it. This sister knows how to work it. She has beautiful Oya drop. It's sort of an earring, but it goes around the outside of your ear, so it's not necessarily for the pierced, if you will, but it can be for the pierced or the earplug wearer. Beautiful photographs of her brass and copper on my page in the Queen's Chamber of my website. And, of course, we still support and uplift and are adding and increasing our presence within the King's Chamber of the website, where brothers are indeed doing it for the community and for the spirits. Marcus Akinlana is a local Olorisha Shango here to New Orleans, Louisiana, often featured with us in Congo Square. Powerful drummer, powerful Shango priest and member of our community, and also a master artist, and you can connect with many of his pieces there at the beginning of the King's Chamber of my website, just before you will be followed by the Dr. Mandrake, powerful spiritualist practitioner of 30 more years, and the doctor can be found in the King's Chamber of my website. There you also find the Reverend Majati Baruti, representing the Roof Garden in Uja Temple Ministries, teaching the worship of the African goddess, an evangelistic effort at promoting respect, worship, and reverence for the sacred African feminine goddess and her divine presence among people of African descent, hosted by the Reverend Majati Baruti and Susan Mitchell. There is also featured a link back to his YouTube channel, A Black Woman is God Daily Affirmation. Powerful, powerful video. You will also find a friend of mine of many years, Big Steve. He and I believe met in 1990, Temple of the Enlightened Mind, spirituality with an emphasis on raising your level of consciousness, vibrating and broadcasting from California. You can also find his Blog Talk Radio archive player within the walls of the King's Chamber of my website. And we also want to recognize Brother Elder Atah Seeker Osiris, who provides us with the ancient Egyptian Ra Sasarian 3-in-1 calendar, New Age World Solar Calendar. And, of course, we all understand that before the Greeks, before the Romans, there was 9 days in every week, and time was kept by charting stars that were visible on the calendars. And, of course, he is a record keeper and scribe, if you will, royal scribe and master craftsman of the Holy House of Ra, introducing listeners to the original calendar of planet Earth, the ancient Egyptian Ra, the Sasarian 3-in-1 New Age Solar Calendar, within the King's Chamber of my website. And this is a powerful segue into what I'm going to share and talk about today. And of course, I'm going to talk about many things. They all have a common root, if you will. And that is the overt attempt to remove religion and spirituality from the realms of consciousness. And indeed, there is no consciousness without spirit. We can have all the knowledge, all the books, all the encyclopedias, all the initiations and trainings and universities, but without spirit, consciousness, it's all for naught. It's all for ego and vanity. So we will be re-discussing today the root of traditional Pan-Africanism, the root of traditional culture and its seed being that of spirit. There's no empire within the African continent, no kingdom, no nation, no village where there does not exist spirit, where there does not exist religion, where there does not exist a disciplined practice and tradition of connecting with the realms of spirit. Otherwise, we'd be just like all others. Otherwise, there'd be no distinction. That is our distinction. That is our birthright. Save we become the beast that we say we are in war with. Say we become the very enemy that we say we are here to defend against. We cannot, shall not, will not remove spirit. And to suggest, beloved, to even suggest some separation, if you will, some opposing position between Pan-Africanism and spirit is foolish. It's not even historically correct. There is no culture, no people, no government, no village, no tradition anywhere on the continent that ever existed, save successfully or great civilization like Kemet or Timbuktu or Songhai. But any culture, any community that existed without spirituality and religion. So to suggest one without the other is an oxymoron within itself. It's just like saying junk food when it ain't food at all. It's BS. So let's not in our disgust, let's not in our anger, let's not in our dissatisfaction, let's not in our displeasure, let's not in our inability to access power and knowledge and information crystallize a reality that never exists and seek to supplant it and project it successfully as the real thing, as authentic. For indeed, there is no truth without spirit. There is no life without spirit. Even from a biological, genetic beginning, spirit was deeply involved within and without, on all sides. When we go back to Kemet, my brethren who carried the Kemetic names, Atam was activated, motivated, procreated by spirit. I will be forward. Remember, my listening and calling number is area code 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. I will be more than happy to assist you momentarily. All is a blessing. Ashe.
Oh,
Good and righteous here in this present moment in time space. we forever reverberate and reiterate their names and live in our lives with their divine wisdom and presence. Spirit forces seen and unseen, ancestors known and unknown. May we forever give their names praise and glory and not bring dishonor, disgrace, and shame. Shall we manifest our highest good and vibration here and now in this most present moment in time space. The only moment in time space we truly have this divine all blessed now. As we enter the hallowed and sacred ground, let us be mindful of our inner walk, our inner work and pronunciations, and that they would project upon and recreate and reshape the reality of all towards that which is pure, authentic, righteous, and true. As we now enter the inner sanctums of Hoodoo Central in the presence of all who stand with us, ever stood with us, will stand with us in divine love, light, and protection, we offer water, vibration, to the rebirthing, regeneration, and re-edification of the power and strength and knowledge and fortitude of our ascended ancestors, those who laid a foundation in the past before us in blood, sweat, and tears, the shoulders upon which we now all stand, the wind which pushes us and moves us all forward in present manifestations. We light and illuminate our candles and our oil lamps as a constant and fervent prayer unto the spirit guides and protectors, a reminder of the presence of light even in darkness, a guiding lamp, an amplification of our soul's journey through the darkness of this illusionary, transitory, relative, ever-changing, plastic, artificial underworld. We burn and offer frankincense and myrrh to cleanse and purify our light bodies and intentions, ever pure in our motivations, ever pure in our understanding, ever pure in our dealings with one another and ourselves. So hear the sounding, charming harmonies and vibrations of this divine, universal reverberation, reordering and rebalancing us all ever steady back into light and God consciousness. Reminding us that all is indeed a blessing if we can just see beyond the veils. For it is all just an illusion, all just a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. I will be forward. All is truly a blessing. Ashe.
Sois Saint-Jacques, Marie, Napoto, va prier, personne, bali la vie pour moi. Sois Saint-Jacques, Marie, Napoto, va prier, personne, bali la vie pour moi. Mais le gars est vert, ou elle gagne malignando. Saint-Jacques, bali la vie pour moi. Mais le gars est vert, ou elle gagne malignando. Saint-Jacques, bali la vie pour moi. Sois Saint-Jacques, Marie, Napoto, ba prier personne bali la vie pour moi. Sois Saint-Jacques Marie nan poto. Ba prier personne bali la vie pour moi. Mais le grand vert, nous elle grand malin nan dos. Saint-Jacques bali la vie pour moi. Mais le grand vert, nous elle grand malin nan dos. Saint-Jacques bali la vie pour moi.
Il verra yo, marre les lois yo pour moi, marre les lois yo pour moi, qui sont dit de l'ébé. Ferra les mon bama, j'allais les qui loi m'a gré les lois yo pour moi, qui sont dit de l'ébé.
Thank you.
divine, all blessed, sacred presence here with us among this sacred space of gods and goddesses at high noon, U.S. Central Standard Time for the Power Lunch, Hoodoo, New Orleans Voodoo Secrets and Recipes with the Divine Prince Thai Emeka, Hoodoo, Obeah, Bokur, Pan-African Spiritualist, and my co-host, the Elder Priestess and Yoruba Priestess, Voodoo Priestess, Ava K. Jones, who is resting and will be with us in the early part of next week. We do indeed give thanks. I myself am always busy and doing many things and don't often have the opportunity to share all the things that are going on. But I have recently begun a new initiation process in receiving the implements, teachings, and understanding of the Iwe traditions. Iwe is related, closely related to and akin to Fon in the West African regions of Ghana, Togo, and Nigeria. The Iwe indeed had their earlier origins in Nigeria, and somewhere it is said and believed in the 5th century made their way north into the area that we now know as Ghana. But the area, larger area, if you will, of their travel encompasses many areas and intersected with many kingdoms, including the Songhai Empire, the Ghana Empire, the Mali Empire, and the Kingdom of Gao. So their influence, even their language, is present in many traditions throughout West Africa. Prominently, Voodoo, Voodooan, and Voodoo is the number one religion, if you will, in Ghana, despite the percentages of the numbers. The numbers will tell you that the country is Christian, Muslim, and then about 15% of supporters of traditional religions. But those of us within the community, practitioners, initiates alike, we know the wide sweeping presence of these traditions, as well as the rebirthing of these traditions now under the influence of modern technology, particularly the Internet. But we have many, as you've heard me say before, traditions represented, authentically represented here in New Orleans: Ifa, Yoruba, Santeria, Lokomi, Palo Monte, Palo Mayobe, and many other paths, doulas and healers and practitioners of various types. And we now have the pleasure of having one of our Marial Indian crews, the keepers of the feather, the king, Andrew Wiseman, is born in Ghana and birthed in the traditions, was a fully initiated priest and elder, and is now imparting the customs and traditions of the Iwe here in the Voodoo community in New Orleans. I will probably be the first authentically initiated Iwe practitioner in the United States, once American-born in the United States, once I complete my processes. So I, Bobo, I indeed give thanks and honor for his presence and his wisdom and his foresight to understand the power and necessity of passing on these traditions here and now at this crossroads in time and space. So I will be bringing more of those teachings and sort of making them more clearer to you as we move forward. As I said before, their influence is far-reaching. Geographically, Togo, Burkina Faso, Ivory Coast, Nigeria, Benin. So the presence of Iwe traditions, symbolisms, ritual practices are in all of our traditions now. even the words, many of the words that we associate with the implements, specifically the religious implements, and those of you who are crowned and received initiations know exactly what I'm talking about. These pieces, many of them have names that bear Iwe names. So it's not a change in course, more so a more in-depth understanding and divining into a course of action and path, not only for myself, but for also those who obviously are within the House of the Divine Prince, Thai Potions and Hoodoo Central family and community. We are already initiating both a male priest and a female priestess into this Iwe tradition right underneath me. So we're moving forward with this at a rapid pace, at a serious pace, and we will be presenting and bringing forth more authentic voodoo presence, religion, symbolism, and bringing that to our Congo Square family. So we invite you to be a part, both locally as well as internationally, in any way that you can, by supporting the show, by clicking on the like button, by tweeting us, by donating, by purchasing the products on the second page of my website, by becoming members of the Congo Square Preservation Society. There are many ways, both locally and internationally, to be a part of what's going on here in New Orleans and Congo Square, and of course with the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Thai Potions and Hoodoo Central. Many of you who've seen my relationship status on Facebook know that my status is set to in a complicated relationship with Congo Square. And indeed, any extra waking hour that I have outside of what I'm already doing here is being given and dedicated to Congo Square and the livelihood and enduring legacy that is happening there, continues to happen there, and will continue to happen there if we have anything to do with it long after we've all made our transition to the next journey. So again, and that will kind of explain too why I'm sort of popping in and out on my schedule. When we have scheduled guests and of course holidays, high days and events, I tend to be here and want to bring that. But some of those slower days, when you all check in and I'm not here and you're listening to me in archive, a great deal of it has to do with the fact that I am now officially initiating into Iwe. So please bear with me, support me, be there with me as I move through this next leg of my Pan-African journey to sort of reinforce that which we already know and understand. Just to give you sort of a brief history, if you will. Around 700 in Senegal, Mauritania, and Mali, the kingdom Ghana came into existence. It became an important transfer point for trade from the south to the north, especially gold and ivory found their way to countries in North Africa through Ghana. At the end of the 11th century, Islamic fighters from Morocco invaded the kingdom and conquered it. After that, the Akan left the area of the kingdom to go to an area that's now called Ghana. But if we even go back further to what it said, the 5th century, there was a divide that took place in Nigeria as the Yoruba nation really began to grow and flourish, causing many families, if you will, to move northward, westward into other areas. The Iwe people particularly are traced back to an original settlement in Oyo region of western Nigeria. And many of you initiated persons, particularly under Shango, and Obatala, you are very familiar with Oyo. It is thought they migrated to the present home from Nazi Togo sometime in the later part of the 17th century. The move is said to be more an escape than a migration from a regime change in the city. Upon first arrival in Nazi or Natso, the current king, Adela Atokle, received them well, but after his death, the successor, Ago Akole, ruled oppressively upon the Iwe. He ordered all of their elders to be killed. It was a genocide. So the city of Natsi was circumscribed by a large defensive wall, which became a barrier to the Iwe devising escape. Upon consultation of the hidden elder, Tegli, the Iwe came up with an extravagant plan of escape. 4 days, the women of the group would moisten the walls in one place during their daily clothes washing activities. When the wall was weak enough, probably out of a clay or earthen material, the plan then culminated in the gathering of all the Iwe, Tugli drawing the sword of liberation, summoning the gods, which we now identify as Ogu, and piercing the wall, proclaiming, O Mwagwago Kikata Wawu Na Mi Ni Mi Adago Azo Adazo, O great God, Kitakana, open the door for us so that we may walk through. And upon arrival in Ghana, most groups formed villages in coastal regions, the largest being Keta and Laga. Other settlements include Dinu, Afleo, Kedzi, Dizita, and many more. It's my understanding, according to the elder, there are 10 distinct groups now in Ghana, but a great deal of them have their original origin in Oyo region of Western Nigeria. So for those who are not fully versed in the traditions, when you hear us talk about Ifa and Yoruba and Sefari and Lokomi, and you try to make sense of them, look at them more like a family that has a beginning in one place and then begins to grow and bear children and marry out and expand, if you will. So many of these deities cross the water into the middle passage with us and made their ways into the Americas. And on a very generalized surfaced system, we've taken on, well, today is Tuesday, so let's talk about Ogu. We've taken on Ogu, but those of us who are initiated understand that there are many Ogus, many characteristics to the Ogu, many specific paths to the Ogu, based on ethnicity in a very African sense, location, family, if you will, based on family, neighborhood, community. There is often a clan-based ritual practice and then a community-based ritual practice, and then maybe even now as we move more towards the modern-day era, nationalism as we understand it was not a conceptual structure of community in pre-colonial Africa. But even now, I think in some cases there are even national deities and ritual representations, often reserved for the king and government officials and funerals of high persons of office or stature within the community. So Iwe, Fon, Togo, Benin, Nigeria, Ghana, Cote d'Ivoire, they all have a presence of Vodun within those countries, within those concepts. And depending on who you talk to, you will hear Vodun or Voodoo used interchangeably with a specific path or tradition. Again, whether it be from the Ifa or Fon or Iwe or Akan, or many of the other diverse constructs within the Pan-African ATR religious experience. When you dedicate yourself to understanding, as you grow and as you learn, it becomes very simplistic to understand. But I find that the further away you are from the core of understanding, if I may say that symbolically, this seems like a jumbled thing of confusion to you, just as is Christianity a jumbled thing of confusion to us, all saying that they speak from the same book, which we know it's not the same book, all saying that they represent the same God, but, you know, having a diversity of Orthodox and Protestant and Evangelical and all Methodists and all these other subcultures, if you will, subunits of understanding within the umbrella of the Christian world. So African-based traditions, if you need to use that as a way of identifying, have a very similar way of developing, particularly when carried across land, across waters, across seas. I am taking calls at area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, please do call in and press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. I will be more than happy to assist you. I will be forward momentarily with more of the Iwe and Voodoo and Ogu and other powerful, powerful hoodoo New Orleans voodoo secrets and recipes here on Blog Talk Radio, remembering that all is indeed and truly a blessing. Ashe.
Don't be long, 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 don't Forged iron and consists of a low pitch bell
often referred to as the parent bell and a high-pitched bell, or the child bell, which is said to rest on the bosom of the protective parent, which are permanently bound together. The Ganga Kui is the skeleton, the backbone, and foundation of all traditional Iwe music, and of course all traditional voodoo music. The Iwe player must play steadily and without error throughout the piece, often entranced. And the Gonka Kui player must be a trustworthy person and is considered blind if they do not have a concrete understanding of the instrument and its role to speak and lead, if you will, over the musical assembly. I make mention of this because many of you have noticed the transition in Congo Square from the drum to the Ganka Kui or the Iwe bell as a part of my moving forward into the traditions and understanding and teachings of Iwe with Baba Andrew Wiseman. And I will be sharing more of that journey and that adventure into an initiatory process as much as I can and to the best of my ability without violating taboos as we move forward. And of course, you will be seeing evidence of it every week in Congo Square. As you have been, you just did not know exactly what you were seeing or looking at unless you were already in the know. So I invite you both locally and internationally to be a part of our weekly celebratorial healing gathering in Congo Square, whether it be locally by coming out and being a part or by way of Facebook at www.facebook.com/thedivineprince and also facebook.com/Congo Square, New Orleans, Louisiana. You can also visit our Congo Square NO channel on YouTube. We indeed give thanks for your continued support and recognition. And again, we are having an open international membership drive for Congo Square. So please do go to the Congo Square Facebook page. Our website is still being developed. And I'm being nice about it because we got a third party to do this website. And, you know, me and Samuel Abaka could have had this thing done a week ago. But we'll take over once we have our access to the site. We'll be glad to move forward. And truly all is indeed a blessing. But in the meantime, you can connect with the Congo Square through the Congo Square Facebook page as well as the Congo Square YouTube page. And we are having an international membership drive, so please do contact Baba Luther Gray. Also, by way of his Facebook page, he has two, Luther Gray with an A, and you can sign up. Jamila is also accepting memberships into the Congo Square Preservation Society. It's about securing Congo Square for the future. And we are also inviting volunteers to help us to upkeep and maintain the park as a measure of showing our commitment, if you will, to not only our space, but to the park itself, also as a way of sort of assisting with the cost of maintenance. We are asking for volunteers to assist us in the maintenance and upkeep of Congo Square area. And again, we invite you to be a part of our gathering every Sunday afternoon, approximately 2, but some of us are getting there earlier, some of us are getting there later. And we're staying here late until dark. So be a part of our weekly powerful, powerful gathering locally as well as by way of the video and the pictures as we offer them to you.
Thank you.
the family of Ogu or Nago Ogu, as we have come to know them, are Lawa that not only make up Ogu, but several different types of Ogu. Some people even have family Ogus, which are different than their more popular, I dare say, commercialized Orisha and Lawa counterparts. The Ogus are very popular in the southern parts of Haiti, like Jacmel and other southern areas and places, and are very popular here in the south, in the states. There is a temple whose service is to the Nago Lawa in Haiti. They uphold a pure Nago tradition. There is also strong reverence for Ogu throughout West Africa, particularly among the Iwe, Togo, Benin, even Nigeria and the Ifa traditions. What you often don't hear about is the many divisions that make up Ogu. But none of Nago Ogu, or the family of Ogu, or the deities and spirits that represent Ogu, would exist without the Iwe. Many of the Nago dancers are also known as Nago Granko and Nago Cho, are originally have their birthing places, if you will, in the kingdom of Iwe and among the people of Iwe. No, beloved, there is no such thing as vegetarian voodoo. If someone asked a question, and I feel it important to really address that, you can call yourself what you will. I'm not here to make any judgments about how you eat, how you live. Many of you know that I am vegetarian and God's Mother Orisha is vegan. Terha is vegetarian. Many of the people involved with us live wholesome, clean lives in regards to food. But there is no vegan, vegetarian voodoo. It's just nonsense. In receiving many of the initiations, blood is required. Chicken, lamb, goat. So don't be beguiled. Don't be misled. There is no vegan voodoo. And I dare say, even in an attempt to, you know, be lenient, there are certain paths in the pantheons, in the traditions, Ifa, Yoruba, Santeria, Lokomi, Palo, Palomonte, well, much harder in Palo, but voodoo, which can be plant-based, herbalist-based, inlay, the paths of inlay, azaka, these paths deal with herbage, deal with plants, deal with healing, deal with conjuring based on vegetation. But even in the receiving of these deities, in the receiving of these positions, there's still blood involved. So the whole modern-day propaganda thing about, you know, I'm voodoo, but I'm vegetarian voodoo and this and other, it's pure nonsense. And no one is working Legba, Ogu, or any of the warriors without blood. It just is what it is. Allow yourself to believe what you will. But the proof is in the pudding. The proof is in the result-oriented service. And this is why I promote www.king.com/divine+prince, www.liveperson.com/divine-prince, desto.com/the-divine-prince. Because we have documented, proven record of results. People can tell you whatever they want. People can make up all kind of stuff. You can be emotionally driven, emotionally led, and understand me, there's no fault in emotion. There's no fault in feeling. Feelings are kin to truths. But when it comes down to the facts of the rituals themselves and the processes themselves, we must be actual and factual. We must do our research. We must do our homework. We must know what we're getting into. We must know what we're investing our money and our time and our faith into. Otherwise, we will continue to be misled. And many of you are getting angry with the misled and are now wanting to cut your nose off despite your face, are now wanting to throw the baby out with the bathwater, and are now claiming Pan-Africanism with no connection to religion, with no connection to spirit. And that's not African. That's European. That's Babylon. That's why we have the world and the condition that we have now. We have a world that has been governed, that has been taken over by a people devoid of real religion, devoid of real spirituality, devoid of any real connection to God. So they are without sympathy, they are without empathy, they are without feeling, they are without caring to your plight, your cause, your dilemma, and that of the planet. So do not be misled, do not be beguiled, do not be fooled. Being spiritual, being religious, is akin to being African. And it's indeed akin to being powerful as it relates to the realms of spirit. So in battling forward on this Ogu day, when we are, excuse me, working with our implements of iron and fire and earth, let us be mindful of our commitment to the processes. Ogu is a master builder, a master construction, constructor, a master creator, if you will. It is said that he cleared the way for civilization, physically, literally, in blood, sweat, and tear, cleared the way. He provided the sacrifice, our sacrifice. When we think of the slave trade and the Mid-Atlantic Passage and the means that carried these powerful religions to the Americas, listen, if you're offended by that, you're not authentic to these paths. You're not authentic to voodoo. You're not authentic to hoodoo. We would not exist without this history, without this understanding. So we cannot deny the Middle Passage and its gateway to bringing these deities and these forces to the New World. And Ogu was there, present in the chain, was there, present in the leg irons, was there, present in the tools of our torture and our enslavement. But Ogu was still present. Blood on iron. Root. Earth. Present. Azaka inlay the forces of herbology would not exist without Ogu. Papa Ogu, Brother Ogu. Cutting the way, creating a way for cultivation of plant, vegetable, fruit, herb, wood, ultimately leading to forging of steel, metal, iron, copper, gold, silver, zinc. So in our honoring Ogu, in our pouring libation three times, three places, three ways, we invoke the power of creative endurance, creative strength. Ogu does not find block, but opportunity to tear down and rebuild. opportunity to reconstruct, opportunity to take raw material, recycled material, and recreate it into something usable, tangible. Ogu has said not to communicate much, save masculine, testosterone-fueled grunts, but is often communicated for by Papa Legba and occasionally one or two other deities, but more often Legba speaks for Ogu and the forces of Ogu. Some of us acknowledge Ogu in the colors green and black, but many of us acknowledge Ogu in the color red. And in Vodouan, there's many who acknowledge Ogu in the colors of blue and red. Keeping in mind the presence of blood, sweat, and tear in all aspects, in all paths, in all traditions that reverence Ogu. We do not make contact with Ogu and water, being a fire deity. Always iron and rum and gin and vodka, cleaning our pot with a steel wool or a strong metal brush, but never water. We don't pour libation to Ogu with water. We always use a liquor, a fire liquor, usually a clear fire liquor like gin or vodka. But another great symbol of Ogu, the fire, is the cauldron pot. We have the cauldron pot where we keep the implements, if you will, of Ogu. And in my Pan-African Universal University level study, excuse me, I've never found an Ogu without a pot, without implements of hammers and tools and chisels and machetes anywhere in the Pan-African traditions. Ifa, Yoruba, Santeria, Lokomi, Palo Monte, Palo Mayombe, Shango, Candomblé, Voodoo, Hoodoo. At least one, if not all, of these implements will be present within the pots, depending on the size of the pots. But you will also find cauldron pots that are simply used to burn. The ultimate representation of Ogu. I saw someone burning one of those little copper bonfire things that you buy at Walmart for $20, $30 in their yard, and they claimed Ogu. But Ogu is represented by iron, wrought iron, most typically the pot, the cauldron pot. We set up Ogu along with our warriors in Congo Square every Sunday, and we have a incinerating pot where we offer herbs and sage and rue and hijon and frankincense and myrrh and other things that we incinerate in the pot. Often things that we are seeking to banish away and get rid of will be applied to parchment or other material and then consummated within the pot. So we recognize the pot as a force within itself, another representation of the many powers and faces and manifestations that are Ogu. When we battle, there is no battling without Ogu. No matter your path, there are certain elements that are always present. There'll be other things that might be tweaked a little, but there are certain things that will always be present. The machete, the cauldron pot, and the presence and the knowledge of Root travels with Ogu. True root workers, true conjure men have a relationship with Ogu, but also a wealth of information as it relates to herbs. I like to say herbology, plants, vegetables, leaves, grasses, all having, powerful healing as well as nutritional, as well as spiritually edifying and purifying and manifesting properties. They go hand in hand with Ogu. Ogu is also the master of minerals, all minerals. So all stones, all crystals, all gems, all metals really belong to Ogu. But we recognize him and honor him through iron, his favorite being iron, the iron machete and the iron cauldron pot, or caldron, as they say in Palo. So if you are seeking the aid of Ogu and you are not prepared, you're not initiated, you're not properly gifted, if you will, with all the necessary implements, please do feel free to know that I am available here with you and for you. I have the power, the authority, the ability to not only bless with Orisha and Loa, but to crowd and offer these as Ajaku, as Olorisha, as Isafa, as Oborisha. I just stand on the traditions of my ancestors, Hoodoo, Voodoo, and Obeya, but indeed a Pan-African spiritualist being gifted and formally, traditionally, officially initiated into many of these paths and traditions. And again, as I said earlier in the show, I am now being initiated into Iwe by authentic Ghanaian Iwe high priest and elder here in the city of New Orleans, Louisiana. And we are sharing and offering the power and the understanding of Iwe to our local community and to my students and godchildren. So we invite you to continue to be a part of the House of the Divine Prince, High Potions and Hoodoo Central, the Power Lunch, Hoodoo Voodoo Secrets and Recipes here at High Noon at U.S. Central Standard Time, each and every day from this beautiful, historic, legendary, enchanted, most haunted city in America, New Orleans, Louisiana, but also the Pan-African spiritual capital of America is indeed New Orleans. We have the presence of many traditions, many paths here, and we acknowledge each and every one of them, and I invite you to be a part. Many of you are looking for authentic godparents, authentic Babalawos, authentic Olorisha and Iyawos, and Sangomas. They're here. Now, if you're thinking commercially, no, they aren't. You know, they don't have a big red flag up. You know, you're not going to be able to send them an email and get them to, you know, respond to you in a authentic way about true initiation. But there are many reasons for that, many taboos for that. This all is very popular right now. There are many people who just want an understanding. They don't want to walk the path. They don't want to be living this as a vocation. They don't want to commit to this journey. So many of these elders are not going to present themselves freely and openly in the Yellow Pages. You're going to have to come. You're going to have to connect with them. You're going to have to venture out. Samuel Obaka, we send our peace and love. He's on his way to Central Africa in coming weeks. So you must connect with these cultures, whether it be in West Africa, Haiti, Cuba, Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, New Orleans, Florida, that's maybe even New York to some degree, but you're going to have to connect with the authentic and legitimate communities where this work and these powers and this ashe is being housed and cared for and protected moving forward. And we have legitimate, born in the motherland, teachers and linguists and dancers and jewelry makers and artisans, and all of those masteries are present here in the beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana. It's the reason I'm here. Those who know me of some time, some years, you know, I've been everywhere in the country, East Coast to West Coast, North to South. There's a reason that I anchored down in New Orleans. There's a reason that I really began to flourish and build my temple here. And I'm surprised, I say it every day, I'm surprised at the number of so-called revolutionaries, conscious folk, who are still battling to live in Babylon, who are still battling to live in L.A. and San Francisco and Chicago and St. Louis and Philly and New York and New Jersey and East Orange and Baltimore and all these places, excuse me, when there's so much land and space and fruitfulness and your people. Many of you say you're Pan-Africans and you're about your people. Well, your people are down here in the South. They're not in Montana and Arizona and Seattle, and you know. And when you find them there, they will most likely tell you they're very isolated. They're very outside of the loop. They're not connected with people who think like them and who operate like them. And you become accustomed to living in a boxed-in existence. You think you're free. But by doing so, you really box yourself in to almost a psychological encampment, because there's no one there to feed off and feed into that positive vibration for which you are experiencing. But there are some very centralized locations in the country where that's happening, and almost all of them are here in the South. I just happen to be prejudiced, if you will, to New Orleans. And there are many reasons for that, and I invite you to come and visit and find out what those reasons are. This is our holiday season. This is everyone's holiday season, but for us, there's so much more happening right now than Christmas and New Year's, and we have Kwanzaa and Mardi Gras and many major events and holidays and sporting events and concerts and things of that nature that take place in New Orleans when the rest of the country is quite often snowed under or dealing with blizzard-free weather. That's a little cool today, I would say in the 50s, but it was almost 80 degrees yesterday and will be in coming days. So, again, I don't understand. You conscious folk, you vegans and vegetarians and Pan-Africanists and revolutionaries, I don't understand your fighting to stay in Babylon. I don't understand it. And when things get tough, and they will, when they turn off the water, when they turn off the power, when you can't access the ATM, when Walmart will be closed for whatever reason, we will be able to provide for ourselves here in the South. And I'm grateful for that and for that understanding and having that state of mind. So I'm going to move forward. I will be with you tomorrow at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio with the Power Lunch at High Noon, Hoodoo, New Orleans Voodoo Secrets and Recipes, and so much more. My live listening and calling number is always 347-215-8967. Until next time, all is in truly and indeed a blessing.
Congo Square. The Omus Indians prepared this place for us centuries before our arrival. A sacred spot where corn festivals were celebrated. The Omus Indians prepared this place for us. Centuries before our arrival. Congo Square, a sacred spot where corn festivals were celebrated. And as the colonizers came, our host, the Omus Indians, they pushed aside our host. The colonizers came and pushed aside our host and introduced us in chains. And by the late 1700s, we somehow, recognizing the sacredness of Les Places de Congo, we somehow, and the how of our somehow persuasive methodologies is not clear at this moment. The how is not clear. How our persuasive methodologies worked is not clear at this moment, but nevertheless, even as slaves, we crafted and created a space where we could be free to be we. And thusly we countered the sacrilegiousness of the French, giving great homage to our ancestors as well as giving praise and thanks to our red-blooded brothers and sisters. This is an oral libation toast to Congo Square, to Native Americans, to our ancestors who made a circle out of a square and gave us a way to stay ourselves, save ourselves from the transformatory ugliness of America, which refuses to recognize the spirituality of life. Which refuses to recognize the spirituality of life and celebrates death with crosses and crosses, double and triple crosses, the middle passage, the first cross, Christianity, the double cross, and capitalism, the ultimate triple coup de grace cross of our captivity. But the terror of crosses notwithstanding, we sang. We beat, we be, we was and is. Hail Congo Square, Congo, Congo Square. Our African gods have not been obliterated. They have merely retreated inside the beat of us, inside the beat of us. Our African gods have not been obliterated. They have merely retreated inside the beat of us until we are ready to release them into a world that we recreate, a world heralded by the beat, beat, being, beating, being of black heart drums, heart beat, heart beat. Heart be at this place be heart be we beating place in new world space, beating being in place in new world, preserving our ancient pace. Our dance is the God walk, our music the God talk. First thing we do, let's get together, circle ourselves into community. No beginning, no end, connected together and singing ringing, singing in a ring. Second, let's be original, aboriginal. Be what we were before we became what we are. Be bambula dance, be banza music, and sing song words which have no English translation. Third, let us remember. Let us remember never to forget. Even when we can't remember the specifics, we must retain the essentials. Let us remember never to forget. Even when we can't remember the specifics, we must retain the essentials. The bounce, the blood flow, the feel, the spirit grow, energy. Must retain and pass on the essential usness that others want to dissipate with out of us.
Whoa!
But no matter. No matter how much of us they prohibit. No matter how much of us they prohibit. Deep inside us is us. Deep inside us is us. Remains us inside and needs only the beat to set us free. The beat to free us. It is morning. A sun day. A feel. A feel. Without shade, but dark. Dark with the people black of us in various shades. Eclipsing the sun with our elegance. We are centuries later now, and still this sacred ground calls us to remember, to be. We are centuries later now, and still this sacred ground calls us to remember, to beat, to be. Beat Congo Square. Be Congo Square. Beat. Be. Beat. Be. Congo Square. Be Congo Square. Be. 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 Remember. Remember. Remember.